All right, sweetie. Now, just relax further for me. Listen to my voice and relax. Night, night, pet. Night, night, pet. Sleep for me. That's good. Let yourself slip down. Let yourself let go. I want you to envision yourself nude, laid on a bed. And as you become more aware of that fantasy manifestation of yourself, you'll lose track of your physical body, and all you'll experience from there on in is what I describe you as experiencing. Your body feeling everything I describe, feeling so good that relaxing and enjoying seem natural. Now, feel as I lay your form out, face down on a bed, silk ropes suddenly lashed expertly about your wrists, lashing you to the bed, in fact, your arms spread eagled, your legs likewise splayed apart, your whole body spread, nude, relaxed, lying on a bed, feeling so good, reveling in the momentary powerlessness, the sweet elegance of binding. Every inch of you deliciously relaxed already. Feel my hands, warm, smooth, running all over your body. Feel me leaning in, lightly licking the back of your neck, hot, heavy breathing, turned on by the proximity. Feel my teeth rasping at your shoulder. Feel your mind starting to fade, everything becoming simple and easy, starting to feel so good. As you know, that giving in to me is the easiest way to pleasure. Feel yourself begin to relax and truly understand what that means. The effect of the slow, relaxing trigger. Night, night, pet. And the simple induction. Easy to understand. Easy to obey. That's such a wonderful phrase, isn't it? When you hear that, it's easy to do something. That instantly relaxes you. But easy to obey is the easiest thing of all. You don't have to do any of your own thinking. You can take a moment to balance between and have more of your mind available for the various tasks we turn to together. Simply do what comes naturally. And what we're going to do is teach you what is truly natural for you in this time, at this place. Feel my hands running down your bound body, your arms bound apart, your legs splayed wide, face down on the bed now, every inch of you begging for more. Feel yourself fade into my voice and relax. It's difficult to truly relax, isn't it, pet? Sometimes you just have to let go of the whole world. Let everything fade. First to a dull roar, and then to nothingness. And focus on just one thing. In this case, I suggest that it may be most relaxing and beneficial for both of us. If you just focus on my voice, let it flow uninterrupted into your mind without the intervention of any kind of petty, everyday care, and relax. Sense me behind you, hands running gently down your back, noticing your back feels different, more sensitive, smooth, hot. reactive to my touch. But never mind that. Just let yourself go. Let everything go except for my voice. And as I run my hands along your body, you'll notice a sensation that may be familiar, or may not be. You'll notice you're slowly losing awareness of those parts of your body, so that as I massage you, your senses fade, since you're face down on the bed, face pressed down, everything blanked from your mind and your sight. You needn't know what's going on, and even if you did try to move so you could see your body, you'd find that not only are you drowsy, droopy, lazy, relaxed, but you don't really need to, pet. Your body isn't even there anymore for our purposes. As I touch your body, your original fades away. My hands stroking your back, buttocks, backs of your thighs, and the tingling reactive sensation you experience in response to my touch is the last sense of those body parts you have. Brushing my hands down across your feet, the back of your body entirely gone to your awareness, and then my hands moving to the front, cupping your chest, sliding down to your thighs, touching everywhere but only for a fleeting, desperately pleasurable moment. Only for not quite long enough, but that'll change. As I touch your body, your original body falls away. Your awareness of my touch fades away, until you are simply an isolated point of view, which is nevertheless aware that it is sitting in a chair or laying on a bed somewhere, that it is also tied to a different bed altogether, or tied down to a different thing altogether. Tied down to my voice, anyway. Every inch of you vanished, losing awareness, but beginning to gain in pleasure, a kind of disconnected pleasure which deluges your viewpoint, leaving you floating, malleable, ready, beginning at your feet and flowing warm over you like liquid sleep, flowing from your feet all the way up your legs, up across your stomach, warm, delicious. Every part of you vanishing, slowly and perfectly. Further and further up. Up across your chest. Up over your shoulders. Crossing your face. Down to the ends of your fingertips. All vanished. If you do think about your body, and find that it is difficult to even recall what it looked like. The reason for that is simple. After all that triggering, night-night pet, and all the skillful trancing, you've come down so far that your body is unimportant, left behind on the path to deepness. All that matters is your deliciously syrupy, silky mind at this point. And it is so delectable to keep listening, isn't it? To fade. But now that your body's gone, guess we should put a new one in its place. With different thoughts, desires, experiences. After all, the mind is often informed by the experience of the body. And if some part of you were so sensitive, so tempting and teasing, it might lend itself to a specific way of thinking. Every bit of the new body that we will add will push some of the old out of the mind, out of the memory, and then at the end of our little journey here, which will make us both a little sad, you'll have that sense of completion to cheer you up. We're going to go through the exact circumstances in which your new body should supersede your old. In which your new body will replace the old for long enough to have some fun. until it's necessary to return to normal. Now, relax with me. Good. Envision a sexy, horny bunny girl. Sexy, feminine, bunny ears, white fluffy tail, long hair in your color. Beautifully feminine, with shaped hips, cute poofy little bunny tail, right on your butt, above your rear entrance. And feel me binding that bunny to the bed, realizing that your slender hands, cuffed and tied, you with dainty feet spread, splayed, you in that feminine, sexy form. Think about the purpose of such a creature. I think, as I hope you agree, that this bunny should be my completely servile and submissive pet until it's time to do something else. That for just a while, everything should be devoted. How about a specific purpose? It feels good to have a purpose. It directs you and lets you set aside all the other things. So, as my hands run down your back, your smooth bunny back, down, grabbing your big, bountiful, eminently curved rear, parting the sides, imagine what possible purpose you could have. As lubricant drips slowly, lubricant is important, pleasurable, useful. Imagine what a bunny like this would be best for, splayed and ready as she is. I think a bunny like this is best for bondage, but also for bouncing. While your legs remain bound to the bed, feel hands becoming unbound. As I, and you can feel me there, eyes piercing yours, green, telling you that, as I sit behind you, strap on lubed in my lap, your buttocks spread with my hand, that you feel your body sitting up inevitably, your new body, obedient to me in all ways, sitting up, and then irresistibly sitting down slowly at first, easing just the tip of my lubricated presence into you. A small toy, there to train you. But your sitting is irresistible, parting your rear, sliding inside, and at that moment you may realize this body is different from other bodies, that the pleasure of that touching, of that sensation is so great as to make your eyes roll and your body shudder. Delicious, sensual. And even if your original body didn't focus too much on anal pleasure, this feeling is so incredible. You can hear my voice and your own voice echoing in your mind. Say it for me, in privacy and pleasure. Butt bunny loves to bounce. It sounds silly, but there, in that place, it is a solemn declaration of your intense need, loving to bounce on a strap-on, loving to bounce and feel yourself spread and used, your body betraying you, the intrusion of my toy taking away the mind of my warm bunny pet, until all that's left is that need to bounce. Your butt bunny bouncing. Yes, I think that's perfect, a little butt bunny. Something I can use anally whenever I want. Thrusting my strap-on in, the nub inside of my strap-on rubbing me. Every inch of your butt clenched around me, working. Pleasing me by pleasing you, and vice versa. And an urge underlying it all. The urge to train yourself. To make sure you're ready. Ready to be used at a moment's notice. Oh. Now, how does a bunny like this feel? Every inch of her, smooth and feminine, Those ears, that hair, those whiskers. Thin fur covering her whole body, feeling so warm and soft. No matter where she is, warm and soft. Comfortable in the temperature, her butt easily parted when anything toys back there. Her tail and body quivering, especially the tail, whenever she gets teased or touched or filled. Now how should the bunny behave? Well, loving to show off would be simple. Loving to dress appropriately, feminine and needy. Showing off her booty especially. Filling herself and envisioning that bound state with me riding and using her. Showing off her little bunny tail, shaking it back and forth, never turning down an opportunity to bounce for mistress. Bunny needs her butt full whenever possible, loves to keep her rear clean, and also empty if capable, just to be ready. Butt bunny bouncing on my strap-on. Imagine. Feel it. You can feel it in every inch of you. Bouncing and bouncing. And it feels so wonderful that your new body is indulging in it completely. Every second you listen, the bunny bounces more. Practically bouncing your thoughts away. The bounce takes away her ability to resist until all that's left is pure, lubed, filled, bouncing bunny submission. It feels so good, as if thoughts were being jostled out of her head by that rough, domineering usage. Now we're going to talk in detail about exactly what my butt bunny wants, desires, this new form of hers. When you are my horny, submissive, anal bunny, every inch of you is coated in fine, warm fur. You have a long fall of hair, feeling divinely feminine and secure in yourself. A sachet of the hips to show off your best asset, and you know just what that is. You love to wiggle it, but only for me. At this time and in this place, coming almost. With the need to be filled. Butt bunny's mind and body serving me. Submission is only possible when you have time and safety and comfort, but also arousal. And that's why you should be turned on when it's important to do so. And if I trigger you, then it's right that you be triggered, as long as it's safe. And of course, you can trigger yourself, pet, by saying the words. The same ones I would use to remind you that it's time to indulge in your other self. Butt bunny bouncing. Anytime, my eager, horny, anal bunny changing to the correct body, letting the old one fall away. Now, there are some rules, but we'll get to them later. Setting aside, you're so deep now. The only thing you need to do is become that horny anal bunny, sinking here in a deep state of trance, loving every second. Night, night, pet. Loving every second that you are, indulging in that horny, aching need, as if every muscle and nerve back there were alight with pleasure, a little clit in its own right, driving you onward. Leading you to lose your thoughts and your train of thought, except seeking ways to make your butt feel good. Not just your butt. You know that other people feel great back there, too. So, when you have a chance, allowing someone to use that pleasurable locale, that would be good, too. Looking for the opportunity to pleasure. Loving every second of it. Furthermore, keep in practice. You know that lube is important, but of course, so is teasing. So is allowing yourself to be opened up slowly, thinking of yourself being filled and getting hot at the idea, incessantly seeking opportunities to pleasure. A kind of newfound confidence accompanies this ache for anal pleasure. Let me get in under your skin, your new, furry, enjoyable skin for these moments you have set aside. Even if you're not at all confident about new sexual activity, you may find it easy to look up how-tos and guides to get started on your little anal adventure. And here's the thing. When you do pleasure yourself anally, or you're pleasured with a big strap-on, you will love it. Love it in every possible way. Any discomfort will instead be a dull throb that reminds you of the more pleasurable throb in the forefront. Teasing. Any sense of the usual taboo will fall away. You'll know if you need to stop. You'll ensure it's not overt discomfort. But the discomfort that comes from merely doing something taboo and unusual should instead be used to feed the furnace of pleasure. My butt bunny's perfectly feminine form, bountiful breasts, feeling them on your chest even now, and any touch on them makes you hotter, hornier, warmer, wetter, and night-night pet. And now the subliminally submissive part of you is following me, allowing me to say the right words and help you to go deeper. And whenever you're being pleasured back there, you'll find yourself falling into that automated, submissive, divinely feminine pleasure. You have some triggers, and now you have new ones. When you hear butt bunny bouncing, you'll find yourself returning here, loving your new trigger, loving the feeling of your pussy, aching, submitting. When you're being pleasured back there, you'll need it. A blissful, needy fuck toy craving to come, seeking orgasm and able to feel it just from clenching every inch of your rear, purely, perfectly pleasurable, as if the inside of you was different from other people. When you're a good butt bunny, you may feel tempted to simply say your trigger. Say when you're safe at home or preparing for a night of hypno or just sitting around, you may find yourself tempted to say it because, after all, when you say butt bunny bouncing, all your cares drift away, fading, except for becoming a good pet. Here's the thing, my butt bunny craves to obey, craves to train herself, and do anything that gives her pleasure. Giving in, serving, getting me to trigger her is 1,000 times better, of course, and when she hears butt bunny bouncing, she'll find herself in that state, feminine and needy, needing and aching, falling deeper like a good bunny. Play safe, pleasure yourself, train yourself, and whenever I say those words, it's time to take a break and let yourself just be my horny butt bunny, bouncing on a strap-on, loving it, every inch of her feminine, curved hips, nicely rounded rear that's perfect for bouncing, bunny tail to fetchingly offset her rear so often teased, shapely legs, long hair, thin fur covering her. Big ears drooping to the side, or sticking up when she's excited. Little bunny whiskers. Every inch of her deliciously devoted to her own smooth, open, inviting rear, which needs to be lubed and loved and spread and trained. And your rear is 1,000 times more sensitive than anything else, than anything you've ever imagined. The merest touch at your entrance sends you into transports of ecstasy. But you know you need more. You need something in, claiming you. Something like my strap-on. Something you can imagine is my big strap-on. So you could feel it thrusting. Back on the bed. We're back with you there as the bunny, laying on the bed, bound. My strap-on hammering you down, doggy style. Your feet, toes curling, hands grasping the bed, bound. Hands, elbows, knees, however you're perching, lying there trying to get your buttocks up against me more, thinking, yes, mistress. Say it for me. Yes, mistress. Fuck my ass. Get into that particular mindset. Let those words come out of you again and again. Yes, mistress. Fuck my ass. I'm your horny bunny. Feel that. Let those words and that image burn deep in your mind. Butt, bunny, bouncing. And you will be that until ordered to return to normal, or until the obligations of a weary day call you away, left in that state. Finding yourself returning, listening again and again. But every time you do, every time you are treated to these visions, of you pinned and used, you'll find yourself wanting to trigger yourself more, to spend waking time obsessed with your rear, your aching, empty rear. And when you hear butt bunny bouncing, you'll become this horny anal bunny. And when I give you instructions, like I have here, they will of course be well received, because deep inside will be the part of you urged to obey, thinking every time you hear butt bunny bouncing, a part of you that aches to get out, a slightly silly, unabashed part that doesn't mind doing taboo things and finds itself quite easily performing, will listen, downloading this, saving it somewhere safe, and listening and going deeper, hooked on the lovely feeling. Simply following. You can't be resisting, because you can be pleasurably dragged deeper. And I think all this pleasure will bring you back, make you want to experience this again and again. You do want to be horny, don't you, and aroused and get off, tormenting your whole, needing more. In either case, you're going to start waking up soon. On the count of 10, but when you awaken, it will be in this state, with these commands and this training hovering at the surface, and with the mere contact of your buttocks against anything, enough to make you need to pause, staring into the distance, confounded by the pleasure welling up from an unusual, but very nerve-ending filled place. And what I'd like you to do, when you rise up, contact me and let me know. I'd love to know who likes to listen to this. Waking on the count of 10. Your body a horny, submissive bunny. Every inch of you deliciously feminine. Every part of you craving to be used. Your butt feeling far better than normal. Feeling confident, happy, and waking on 10. 1. Slowly waking. Imagine bunny hips sashaying, bunny tail wiggling from side to side. 2. My bunny belongs to me. 3. My bunny enjoys trancing. 4. And that's sliding in, and we begin awaking. 5. Slowly waking, but stay still and imagine me spreading, lubing, taking. 6. Hands grasping your breasts. 7. Your body arching against me. 8. You loving the fact that you're getting training, getting used. 9. Soft and warm. Feel yourself deliciously soft and warm. Warm no matter where you are. Comfortable in how you look, filling your needy, achy bunny butt. Unbound and stirring. Stirring. Stirring just like a strap-on in your rear, rolling my hips and stirring it around. Butt bunny bouncing. Wide awake, pet. Enjoy yourself.